Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 16th day of Cheshvan, Tovshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Yevamos, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Aleph. Arba Achin, four brothers, Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, for example. Shnai Mehen, two of them, Ruvain and Shimon. Nesuim Shtei Achoyos, are married to two sisters. Let's call them Leah and Rachel. Ruvain, the oldest son, the oldest brother, let's call him the husband of Leah, the oldest girl. Easy way of remembering it, Reuven and Leah. Shimon is the husband of Rachel. Now, they are sisters. Leah and Rachel are sisters. Umeisu hanesuim es achoyas. And the two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, who are married to sisters, died without any children. So now Leah and Rachel fall before the other brothers for Yibum. Levi and Yehuda, they're the two surviving brothers. Can they do Yibum or not? Says the Mishnah, Hara elu chaltzos v'lo misnabos. They have to give chalitza, but they cannot do Yibum. And what's the reason? And the reason there is as follows. The two sisters, Leah and Rachel, as kukos, are connected to each one of the brothers, to Levi and Yehuda, the surviving brothers. Now, as soon as one of these brothers, the surviving brothers, Levi and Yehuda, wants to do Yibum, wants to marry and to do the levirate marriage to his brother's or one of the brother's wife, as soon as he tries to do that, he'll be stuck because it's Achos Zukukosai. Any one of the two sisters, Rachel and Leah, is called the sister of his kuka, the sister of his connected one. And that is forbidden, the rabbis forbade it, like Achasishta, like the sister of his wife. Because as soon as the two brothers died, Reuven and Shimon, both their wives, these two widows, Rachel and Leah, become skuka, they become connected immediately to all of the surviving brothers, until someone does Yibum B'chalitza to them. So, each one is called Achos Zukukose, is called a sister of someone connected to him already. It's as if he was already married to one of them, and the other one is now sister of a married wife, and he can't of a married woman, and now he can't do Yibum. Now, even after one of the brothers gives chalitza to one of the women, so for example, let's say Levi gives chalitza to Leah, Rachel will still be prohibited to Yehuda. And what's the reason? And that is because there's a rule that any Yavama, any widow of a deceased brother without children, who was forbidden to the Yavam, to the brother-in-law, at the time that the brother-in-law died, remains also forever. And therefore, they both have to have chalitza done, but not Yibum. Now, you do need chalitza because Achas Zukukosai is not the same erva as Achas Ishtai. If it was Mamas Achas Ishtai, then for sure there's no chalitza required, no Yibum. But remember, this is Achas Zukukosai, where it's a rabbinic prohibition. You need something to remove the zika, and that is the chalitza. Chalitza will do it. Now, what happens? Each of these brothers didn't ask us, and they went ahead, and they just did Yibum. Levi went and took Leah, and Yehuda took Rachel. So if each one of the brothers did Yibum to one of the sisters, Yotziu, then we told them that you have to divorce them. We say, forget it. Even Bidiyavid, they have to divorce them. Now, this is interesting, because you remember that in the last parak we learned that a person who was Mekadesh, one of two sisters, and doesn't know which one it is, and then he dies, leaving two brothers, we said one has to give chalitza, the other one can do Yibum. But we said that if they jumped in and both married, if they jumped in and didn't do that, and each one married one of the sisters, we said that they don't have to divorce the wives. So why here do we tell them, you must divorce your wives? And the difference is that in the previous case that we owned, in the last parak, there each woman was only a sophic. Maybe this is the sister of my zkuka. It's a sister of the one that's connected to me. But maybe not. She may be the real Yavama, because we don't know who was the wife. Maybe he's the deceased brother. We don't know who he married. So in a case where it's only a sophic achosukukoso, it may be he may be have done yibum to the sister of his kuka. So we say, okay, in a sophic, let them keep their wives. But here, in this situation, in our Mishnah, when Reuben and Shimon died, leaving two widows behind, who are sisters, they are each definitely zakuka to each of the surviving brothers. It's not a question of a sophic anymore. Each one, Rachel and Leah, are called a sister of the zakuka, and that's a problem. And therefore we tell them, you did the wrong thing, you shouldn't have married them, that's it, you have to divorce them. This is the Tanakhama. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, he says it's not so simple. He says that if they jumped ahead and they did marry them, instead of doing what we just said, that that they should get chalitza, then he says, Beis Shammai Oimrim, Beis Shammai say, Yikaima, they can keep it. Once they've married them, we say, okay, you can keep your Yavama, Bidi Avid, you don't have to divorce her. Or Beis Hillel Oimrim Yotziyu, Beis Hillel said, they have to divorce them. We are more strict. Because when they did the Yibum, it was done under prohibited circumstances. Each one took the Achos Zukukoso, which the rabbis didn't want that to happen. And this is interesting because the way Rabbi Eliezer presents it, this Machlokes Beshamis Hillel, it's one of the exceptions to the rule. Beshamai normally stricter, and Beis Hillel are usually lenient, and here it would turn out to be the other way around. And in fact, the Gemara brings another Tanna who argues with Rabbi Eliezer and says, no, that's not what the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel said. He says Beis Shammai were the ones who said stricter, they have to divorce them. And Beis Hillel say that they can keep them. And according to Abishol, therefore, this Machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is consistent with the vast majority of the debates between them, where Rabbi Shammai is stricter and Beis Hillel is lenient. Mishnah Beis. Our Mishnah continues to talk to discuss the case that we've had, four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, where Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters, and they both died. I should say Reuven and Shimon both died, leaving these two sisters as widows, Leah and Rachel. And now we have Levi and Yehuda, who are the prospective, the surviving brothers. Says the Mishnah, Hoysa achas mehen. If one of these two sisters that fall for Yibum before the two brothers, Asur al Ha'echad, happened to be prohibited to one of the brothers, and that prohibition was an Isur Erva, was a very, very strong Isur. For example, it was Minat Torah prohibited. For example, Leah, one of the sisters, may have been the mother-in-law of Levi, surviving brother. Osurba, then of course, Levi cannot marry Leah because she's a mother-in-law. That's one of the roys. But umutra b'choisa. But Levi is allowed to have and to yibum with her sister, with Rachel. Why? Because since Leah is forbidden to Levi under the strict laws of erva royos, it's a mother-in-law. Therefore, she was never zakuka to him. There was never a connection to him. She was free of any Yibum obligation or Chalitza obligation as far as Levi is concerned. So therefore he can take Rachel, do Yibum for her, build his brother's, deceased brother's, that Shimon, his household by taking Rachel, because Rachel is not called Achos Zukukosa. She's not called the sister of a Zukuka because Leah was never Zukuka to Levi. What about the other brother? The other surviving brother, that's Yehuda. The Hasheni also b'shteyan. The second brother, the surviving brother, Yehuda, will be prohibited to both Leah and Rachel. Why? Because they were both the zakuka for Yibum. They were both connected to him for Yibum. They were not forbidden to him. Each one of them, therefore, is called Achos Zukukosai. And therefore, even after Levi actually takes Rachel, and by taking Rachel and doing Yibum with Rachel, he removes the zika, he removes the connection from Yehuda. She's no longer connected to Yehuda because his brother's already married her. It's still forbidden for Yehuda to marry Leah, or do Yibum to Leah. Why? Because, as we said before, because once a woman is asura to the Yovam, for one moment, she remains asur forever. and therefore it won't help for Levi to take Rachel and therefore free up Leah. No, once Leah was also at the time at the time his brother died, Levi's Yehuda's brother died. That's it. So what does Yehuda have to do? Yehuda has to give chalitza to both. He has to give chalitza. Oh, no, not to both. He has to give chalitza to Leah. Continues the Mishnah. So far, we've talked about a case where Leah was prohibited to Levi under the prohibition of Arayos, which makes Rachel permitted to him, and to allow to be Yibum to her. But what happens if the prohibition of Leah to Levi was not Arayos, but it was just a lighter form of Issa, Isra Mitzvah, says the Mishnah? What happens if Leah was only prohibited to Levi because of Isra Mitzvah, and that means a rabbinic decree? We call it mitzvah because it's a mitzvah to listen to the Chachamim, as we learned earlier on in this Masechta. It was a second degree Arayos. It might have been a mother of the father-in-law, or grandmother or something like that, something which is Mirabonon prohibited, or the Issa Kedusha, or perhaps it was also Minan Torah, but not Arayos. It was not something that's completely, that Kedusha doesn't even start with. We're talking about, for example, might have been a Grusha divorcee to a Kohen. Maybe she was a divorced. She was not just mamona. She was a divorcee. Then in that case, chaletzes v'lo misya bemes. Both of them, even Rachel, cannot have Yibum done by Levi. And what's the reason? Because since Leah, her sister, was only prohibited to Levi because of this lighter form of an Isser, Isser Mitzvah or Isser Kedusha, then min ha-Torah, she is kuka for him, for Yibum. Min ha-Torah, Leah requires Yibum to be done, min ha-Torah. And therefore, we call Rachel achay suka kosai. Rachel would be called the sister of this kuka. That's it. Levi can't marry her. So neither of the brothers would be able to do Yibum to Rachel or Leah, and both of them would need to have chalitza done to them.